Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 46th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and to start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each week. Today, we will be talking about a WISBIT. What is a WISBIT? Well, I follow Dr. Carolyn Mace, who is a medical intuitive, prolific author, and a leader in the field of energy healing, energy wellness, energy and medical intuition, and all of those types of things. So before we jump into bringing Carolyn's quote in for today, I'd like to talk about a quote that comes to us from Jimmy Dean. And this feels particularly appropriate. Jimmy says, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination." And I thought that was an appropriate quote to take us into our topic of today, which is more on the energetic side than it is on the physical side. We've talked in the past about five serious stressors, which are you doing, and the four self-healing skills, and so many wonderful things. And I just appreciate all of my listeners, all of the input you're giving to me, and everything that is helping me make this radio broadcast truly responsive to you. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate so much that you invite me into your life and listen to this Blog Talk Radio show. As I mentioned before, Carolyn Mace is, and her last name is spelled M-Y-S-S. She is well known in the field of energy medicine and energy therapy. She was actually a medical intuitive for a neurosurgeon, and the neurosurgeon's name was Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Norm Shealy is, hopefully I'll be able to get him on the radio show as a guest, but he is well known in his own right. He was the founder of the American Holistic Medical Association. He founded a school, a university for energy studies, and he founded the International Society for the Study of Subtle Energy and Energy Medicine with several other people. And Norm actually had a neurosurgery practice, and he was always interested in acupuncture and other things that would fully support his patients in getting well. During his neurosurgery practice, he worked with four medical intuitives, one of whom was Carolyn Mace. And it looks like they happened to meet by accident, but of course, in the synchronicity of the universe, there are no accidents, they're simply events. And Carolyn was at an event where Norm was speaking about medical intuition or energy medicine, and she was a publisher at the time, so it's no wonder she's a prolific writer. Literature has been a fascination of hers, as well as mysticism and wonderful, wonderful topics. This woman is phenomenal. So she went up to Norm and she said, well, I think I do what you say you're working with. And he turned to her, and Norm is Norm. And he said, well, how good are you? And she said, well, I don't know. And they lived in separate cities. And what he would do is he would call her up and he would say, I have patient X here. He's 49 years old. He presents with, and then he'd wait and come in, and she'd give a reading that was about 97% accurate. But the interesting thing was Carolyn read energetic readings as much as what was going on in the physical body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And she tells us later on in her career that she read the archetypes of the person. And that's another discussion. We may get into that in the very near future, because that's a wonderful place to begin self-exploration through a different dimension and a different understanding of self. At any rate, they got together and they collaborated. And when I was working on my PhD with Norm, he was actually my advisor, I had to do quite a bit of study with Norm and Carolyn's seminars that they were holding at the time, archetypes and sacred contracts and those types of things. And I really, at a very deep level, began to understand that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And I think Einstein got the physics of his equation correct when he put energy, speed of light squared, or E equals mc squared. Because he was understanding the energetic side of the equation, and he was trying to bring it into a place where those of us who lived in the physical world could begin to understand it. So let's come up with the idea that everything is energy. Everything is energy. And similar to some of the philosophies you may have heard from karma and other types of things, there isn't a bad energy or a good energy, there is energy. Now, within the scale and the fluctuations of energy, there are different frequencies. So it may appear that there are bad energies and good energies, but energy is simply energy, and energy does not lie. So that brings us into the quote from Carolyn Mace, and it's today's WISBIT, as she says, WISBIT. And what she's saying is, detach from all values that support the belief that success in life means achieving certain goals. Instead, view a successful life as a process of achieving self-control and the capacity to work through the challenges life brings you. Visualize success as an energy force rather than a physical. Okay. I sat with this for quite a while because I had just gotten a book by John Maxwell, How Successful People Think. And he says, change your thinking, change your life. And he talks about things such as goals and changing your thoughts and those types of things. And he's really wonderful. But I am finding, as a result of listening to this quote, that I am changing some of the words that he's written so that it molds itself to this new depth of understanding of support in the belief that success in life means achieving certain goals. See, as a business person, as an energy therapist, we are taught to write down your goals, write down the steps that it'll take to achieve your goals. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And many of those things really create a dynamic where if you judge yourself negatively, or you perceive that you didn't get it in the timeline that you got it, you were a failure. Yes, it's important to have some certain targets and some certain ideals to reach. I'm not saying that it isn't. I am saying, let's look at what Carolyn mentioned. Detach from all values in life means achieving certain goals. If you have spent your life setting goals and then achieving them and then feeling empty inside, your value system doesn't support your energy system and your spirit and your soul and your physical body. It's so fascinating because I recently came to a deeper understanding as a result of this WISBIT. And I have been struggling with motivating myself to do certain activities that would help me reach my goal. And goal of a certain level of achievement, it's like all the wind went out of my sails. It's like the wind changed direction. And I couldn't understand why, if I had been finally successful in this endeavor with an external success calculator, why all of a sudden I was unable to re-engage and move to the next goal or the next level. And I'm talking about some pretty serious struggle with this. It was huge. And I didn't have this WISBIT until the past few days. And I also didn't understand, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails. What Carolyn is asking us to do right now is to begin to understand where success and a successful life, and she views this as a process of achieving self-control and the capacity to work through the challenges life brings you. So I said I'd been struggling. Well, the challenge that life brought me in this particular instance was I had tied my success to this goal. And once I had achieved the goal, I did not know what to do next because the goal that I achieved wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't fun getting there. I did not quite know what to do because I didn't want to build another goal into a place that wasn't fun, and I didn't have a sense of achievement if I got it again. So the universe conspired to bring me this quote, this information, this deep understanding. And when I sat with what is success to me in achieving self-control as an energy force rather than a physical goal and count things to say, yes, I got 12 of these things or I achieved 12 of these steps and all of that. And I needed to step back into the energy of what a goal is or what a target is. Goal in ancient literature was actually jail. Isn't that interesting? We'll talk about that in just a minute as we come back from our break. And I'd like for you to remember that the Calm Moms free report no longer has the special bonus of the audio attached with it. We'll be back in just a minute and we'll talk about what is a goal.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now. We don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Mom's free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with me through that commercial and sitting here with us as we talk about what is success. And John Maxwell's book that I mentioned a little bit earlier, How Successful People Think, success is really big, in our society, and different people measure it in different ways. And most of them set up goals or targets and steps to achieve the goal, as if once they figure out the how, they can get there. Well, goals, as I mentioned right before the break, used to be considered jail. If you read Old English literature, goal is a jail. So goals may not be the best things to have, because if you're working on something that doesn't include the whole of who you are, and it doesn't include self-esteem and the capacity to work through challenges that life brings you, and the things that success can be measured by other than the achievement of a goal, then what's the purpose of setting that goal? If it's an empty achievement because it has not been a fulfilling journey toward that goal, then you have a lot of stress. And remember, stress is the result of three perceptions: your perception of the stressor, your perception of your coping or management skills, and your perception of the difference between the two. So what if your idea of success is that you make $4,000 a month, and that's your goal, and you have to work 80 hours a week, you have to give up family time and other important things to you, quality time with friends, quality time spent in meditation and self-care, and you make that $4,000 a month, and you feel empty at the end of it. Have you been successful? Well, in achieving a goal, yes, you may have. In achieving a successful life, maybe not quite so much. And I'm reminded of someone like Robin Williams, who looked at other people's pain and thought he was successful if he alleviated someone else's pain and suffering. He, obviously, by taking his own life, wasn't successful in alleviating his own pain and suffering. And so many people would look at all of the accomplishments he has achieved and said, how can such a successful person feel so much pain? But success isn't the accomplishments you have in life, journey along the way, and it's what your measure of success is. So if your measure of success is external achievements and accolades from other people, and a measurement tool is something that's artificial as created as a goal, you may not feel successful when you achieve the goal or when you get that award or when you receive that recognition, because you didn't consider the energetic force rather than the physical accomplishment. And this is what Carolyn is asking us to do. View a successful life as a process of achieving self-control and the capacity to work through the challenges life brings you. Wow. That gets more profound the time I read it. Let me read it together as a whole. Hear it again with a new understanding, please. Detach from all values. Detached from all values that support the belief that success in life means achieving certain goals. Instead, view a successful life as a process of achieving self-control and the capacity to work through the challenges life brings you. Visualize success as an energy force rather than a physical. So as I have faced some of these extreme struggles, and it's probably been one of the more challenging times in my life because I entered into it with awareness and a sense of purpose and a huge sense of meaning. And I wasn't clear and I didn't get some of the answers and I achieved certain goals, but they weren't fulfilling for me and I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. And meanwhile, I had to make some extremely difficult personal decisions as well. And I employed all the tools that I've talked to you about, the four self-healing skills. I drank enough water. I belly breathed. I got into the present moment. And I became aware of certain things. And I couldn't do it all by myself. So I asked for some help and some inspiration and some challenges. The interesting thing for me was it wasn't until I stepped into the energy of the all is one that I began to understand the limits of achieving a success in life means a goal. That is so limiting. That makes your life small. That makes your life linear. That makes your life unrewarding in certain respects because the limelight can go away very quickly. And if that's what you measured your success by, as soon as the light dims, your life dims. When you go into your life with a very deep understanding of the quality of self-esteem, the quality of self-control, the quality of being aware, the quality of working towards consciousness, the quality of your life, you begin to understand that a successful life is based on the energetics, the inside, that all is one. And it changes your life. It absolutely changes your life. So I got an insight that achieving the goals situation had set for me was not fulfilling, was not fun. And once I achieved the goal, it was like, no big deal. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I thought that was important. However, the same experience soon presented me with something that excited me, ignited my joy, let me know that the goal wasn't the one that I thought it was. It was actually being different in how I approached achievements that could be measured externally. Not the same as a goal, but it had to come from the inside out. It couldn't come from the outside in. I could do all of these activities that helped me reach this goal, just wasn't fulfilling. It just wasn't fun. I didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to walk away from it. And it wasn't even then, been there, done that. It was that in the context of achieving a goal doesn't work for me. In the context of helping people, educating people, learning more about people and becoming more connected, that's where it is. that fruits. And now that I've begun that shift to the energy of things, to my self-esteem, to my archetypes, to everything that brings me joy, bliss, and that sense of purpose, and the sense of consciousness and awareness and being in the present moment, that's where I'll succeed. So I'll come back to, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. I was sitting in the middle of an ocean, not much wind. My sails were not filled with wind, and I was not moving. Now that I've shifted my focus and detached from the values that supported the belief that success in life means achieving certain goals, I have adjusted my sails. I'm picking up more wind, and I'm starting to move again. And I wish the same for you. Okay, that's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have. And you can add to the speed round. I also encourage you to give me a review. It helps let other people discover the show, and hopefully you can have something to discuss. What can I do every day that's a tool? I can look at my beliefs and change my beliefs, update my values, kind of do a Windows upgrade to some new beliefs and some new values. So what I'm going to do for fun this weekend is I'm going to spend, you guessed it, time with my grandson. I just can't think of anything that's more rewarding and more fun, and it keeps me in touch with my inner child. I get to play. I get to have fun. And I really enjoy that, and I really enjoy the time with my grandson. I've been getting some wonderful pictures from my new grandson in Vancouver, Washington, and hopefully I will have a trip there soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's thank Carolyn for her wisdom and understanding that it is energy. It is all about energy. That's all for today's show. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.